There it goes, hold on. Yeah, there, yeah, now it's going.
It's going?
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
All right. How do we know there are 9 choirs of angels?
You told us.
No. Because, although it's a good go-to answer.
Because we're one of them.
We're not angels.
No, that's not what
it is. It's in the book of Revelation.
Scripture, where?
Book of Revelation.
Where in Scripture? The book of Revelation lists the 9 choirs? No.
That's all I get for Charlie.
Did you give him that answer? Most of them, yes, very good. What about the top 2? What are the 9 choirs? Say them again.
Thrones and dominions.
Everybody always forgets.
Virtues!
How do we know about the seraphim? The highest.
Say it at mass.
We do what they do at mass. Sanctus, sanctus, sanctus.
Right.
Sing.
Praise Jesus Christ.
Here's for the guardian angels. That was a reference to the guardian angels. Because remember he said they're angels. Whoever rejects one of these little children. That was about the guardian angels. Isaiah. Isaiah sees the seraphim. Where do we get the cherubim? Or cherubim? Moses. What's he put on top of the ark? Cherubim. So we know from Moses. The other ranks come from St. Paul, and then angels are mentioned throughout the Bible. So what's the point of the 9 choirs?
Juliana.
Simple answer.
Juliana.
No, the point of their creation. True, that's a very deep theological point. I like it. What's the simplest explanation as for why there are 9 choirs? Can you hear Mary Constance?
Yes, Father.
I know Ralph can because he's not as old as you. Why are there 7 days of creation? Because God needed 7 days? It's a number of completion. But why would it be an important number before creation?
To give us our wheels.
That's not the answer. What did I say earlier about God and about the angels?
He's perfect.
Order. So, 7 days, God creates in an orderly way. 9 choirs, God is ordered. There's an order, there's a hierarchy. The 9 choirs are broken into 3 groups. First is the supreme, which are seraphim and thrones. Next level.
Dominions.
No, 3. Next level of 3. Supreme, intermediary.
Yeah.
What are those 3?
Dominions.
Okay, and what is the function of the intermediary group? God's all about order.
He put it in order that way. That's how it makes sense.
What do the first 3 do if they're supreme? All the time. They're always in the presence of God. What do the next 3 do?
Praise man. Help man praise God.
Intermediary, the middle.
They help order the universe. They like guide and watch over it.
Yeah, they're in between. And what is communicated from God to the upper is communicated to the intermediary. And the lowest level of angels, the lowest 3.
Angel, archangel, angel, and
Principalities? Principalities? No, virtues are up there.
I said dominions, principalities.
So what's the, what are the lowest three? Angels, archangels? You really don't know? Go through the order again.
Top?
Yes. There you are. Power.
Oh, power. No. Okay.
What do the lowest three do?
Praise man.
Praise man? No, the other one.
Help man.
And so they're more involved in the natural order. And they're the lowest level. Theologians, not defined doctrine, but theologians have speculated that the intermediary angels need the supreme angels, because God creates a holy order, and therefore everything from God is communicated to the supreme angels, then that's communicated to the intermediary, then that's communicated to the lowest level. Because God is all about order.
What's the lowest level called? Supreme.
Lower order. Supreme, hierarchy, and lower. Supreme intermediary. Intermediaries?
Yes. What do they do?
Besides the reality of the whole dynamic of the creation of celestial reality, is they communicate to the lower order from the higher order of angels, who are the ones that receive everything from the highest order, which is God, because they're with God. And that's why it's mysterious when you think about the archangels, because Raphael says in the book of Tobit that he's one of the seven that stands in the presence of God. So he's called an archangel, but if he stands in the presence of God, one could wonder, is he actually a seraphim? Bottom line is, angels, guardian angels in particular, communicate your prayer to God. So they bring your prayers to God, as Raphael said he did for Elias. And so the order of angels is a reflection of the reality of the dynamics of control, the dynamics of celestial reality, and the dynamics of helping man. Now remember, the fallen angels come from all those orders. It's speculated that Lucifer was a seraphim, the highest order of angels. And so there are two theories of thought on the guardian angels. Some theologians hold that the guardian angels only come from the angels. Some theologians hold that the guardian angels can come from any order of angels. So according to some, John's guardian angel might be a power, but mine might be a seraphim. I subscribe to the angel thing, except for Our Lady, who had archangels, and our Lord. Gabriel was Our Lady's guardian angel. And St. Michael was the guardian angel for the church, then obviously for the Lord. And then, of course, humanity. But ultimately, these things we don't know for sure. We can only speculate. I'll go to sleep. Good. So when you consider the reality of orders, consider the reality of God's created order, and therefore the enemy is always about endeavoring to get us to embrace chaos. You can see it in the church today, where there's so much disorder disguising itself as order that nothing really gets done. We beat ourselves to death, and the church is bloated when it comes to bureaucracy. How many offices does the diocese need when each parish is supposed to be a reflection of the diocese in that geographic area? The devil loves that kind of dynamic where there's confusion, where there's doubt, where there's disorder, because inherently we get paralyzed in disorder. Unless, of course, our minds are totally disordered, which can happen to people. So just by the very organization of the choirs of angels, God communicates to us the beauty of order and the necessity of order and the reality of what we should be aspiring to with regards to order. Make sense? Good. Aw. Oh, I'm so upset. Okay, so last year everybody complained that I didn't have a schedule. This year I gave you a schedule, but you won't keep to it. It's already noon, so I'm abbreviating that talk so that we can have lunch. Who wants to go and get it? Do we need some Dwight tables?
Yeah. We have plenty of them in with some great tables.
Are we done with this one? Yes.
Come on, Simeon. Come on, I'll be here.